This is the fourth grade vascular plant song.
Xylem carries minerals and water towards the sky. Phloem carries food on down, and that's the reason why. The most important cells are those producing both of them. The cells of the cambium. Vascular vascular plants. All have transporting tubes. Ferns and also horses are both vascular indeed. They reproduce by means of spores and rhizomes, not by seed. The spores come from the source underneath the fronds and ferns growing into prothallium. Vascular vascular plants. All have transporting tubes. Juvenile ferns have unprotected seeds, which you may see on the cones of conifers, most often in a tree. Fir, pine, and moss, cedar, spruce, or wood, and juniper stay green throughout the year. Vascular vascular plants. All have transporting tubes. Gymnosperms with naked seeds and angiosperms with roots absorb the water from the soil and held in place by roots. Food is made in leaves and then stems that to transport the food throughout the plants which they support. Vascular vascular plants. All have transporting tubes. Flowers, they have sepals, petals, pistils, and stamen. Ripened ovaries are fruits with seeds inside of them. Seeds have toads and embryos and are deal alive with food to help them survive. Vascular vascular plants. All have transporting tubes. CO2 and H2O with life for energy. Glucose is made by chlorophyll and oxygen set free. Respiration is the opposite of this process. It's called photosynthesis. Vascular vascular plants. All have transporting tubes. Plants need water, light, and air with proper temperature. Space to grow and minerals, they need them to mature. Trophozoans are responsive to stimuli. I'm told by hormones they're controlled. Vascular vascular plants. All have transporting tubes.